will spend a good amount of time looking at why you can trust the Bible to be true. There are legitimate questions to consider, but there are also abundant answers which can give you confidence. Welcome to On Track, where we help Christians to hold to your faith, stay the course, and finish the race. This podcast is for everyone, but primarily it's for Christians, and it's meant to encourage you to hold to the classic teachings of the faith, to be able to spot modern-day deceptions, and to encourage you to hold on and stand strong so that you can finish the race, keep the faith, and meet the Lord with joy. Now, we'll spend a good amount of time on this podcast defining what we mean by certain words. Even words we'd think everyone would know, unfortunately, some in our day have chosen to use common words and subtly change their meaning. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So when I say Christians, I'm talking specifically about believers in Jesus Christ who hold to the authority of Scripture, who've repented of their sin and are following Him, learning to walk in obedience. It's for believers to help you stand strong in a culture that's increasingly trying to pull you away from your walk with Christ, a culture that's becoming increasingly hostile. Well, then, what kind of podcast would you say this is? What's the category? If you had to describe it in a word or so, I guess you'd say it's in the realm of apologetics. Again, let's define that word. Apologetics is simply to make a defense of the Christian faith. It's to answer questions of skeptics and to persuade others of the truth of the gospel. We'll do our best to present Christianity as the best explanation of reality, and why you can be confident it's true, even though you don't know the answer to every question someone might raise. We'll also expose the subtle and not so subtle deceptions of our day, cross-examining them, if you will, to help you and those you love stay on track. There is so much deception, bad ideas, and bad theology in our day. I guess I really needn't say that. But the strategy of the enemy has not changed. All you need to do is look at the first three chapters of Genesis to see why we're here, the story of the human condition, and even the struggles of our day. They're all traced back to the Garden of Eden. And if you can understand the root of the deception, you can spot it more easily. For this reason, we'll talk a good deal about modern issues and hot-button topics of our day. Using a biblical and rational lens, we'll look for truth and then declare it boldly. Now, one thing you need to know is that we're not here to yell at anyone or to call others names. Rather, it's more of a gentle persuasion. 1 Peter 3:15 and 16 says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience." We won't shy away from speaking what we believe to be true, but we'll always do our best to do it in a way that honors God and helps others come to Christ. Our aim is not only to help you see clearly, but to help you help others do the same. So, with that introduction, let's get started. I said earlier the human condition and so many of the problems of our day can be traced back to the Garden of Eden. Let's briefly recap. And for those who know Christ, know that this is the enemy's first play out of his playbook against you, to get you to question God's word. For that reason, we'll spend a good amount of time looking at why you can trust the Bible to be true. There are legitimate questions to consider, but there are also abundant answers which can give you confidence. While believing in God and His Word is ultimately a matter of faith, it does not have to be devoid of evidence. There are many stories of men and women who've come to saving faith in Christ by examining the evidence. Lee Strobel, Josh McDowell, and J. Warner Wallace are among them. In spotting modern-day deceptions, you'll almost always see the same original lie behind them, a questioning of God's Word. Let's go back to Genesis 3. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You will not certainly die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" And you see right away the tactic that the enemy used in that he planted doubt about what God had said and then twisted God's words. Verse 1, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Well, that's not what God had said. And then he directly disputed the consequences that God clearly laid out. You don't really believe that, do you? Our modern culture might say. The Bible is such an outdated book. It was written to completely different cultures thousands of years ago. Isn't it time to get with the times? We've evolved. Science has taught us so much more than we used to know. The Bible has been changed and edited so many times over the centuries, there's no way we can know what the original text said. These are just some of the current-day versions of, "Did God really say?" And behind most fallacies, errors, heresies, and destructive teachings will be a rejection of Scripture. God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. He's graciously revealed to us all we need to know in the here and now. Maybe not all we want to know, but all we need. It's when we doubt or reject what He's told us that we fall for deception. So my friends, my first encouragement to you, maybe my first challenge to you, is to dive into Scripture. Know it and believe it. Ask the Lord to reveal to you more of Himself through His Word. It will help keep you on track.